Mom, our school has now got a radio station.
That's fantastic. When I was a student, the only school media we could have was a school newspaper. I used to write articles about fashion and beauty for it.
And I'm one of the school DJs. Mr. Collins, our maths teacher, says he hopes I'll do all my chatting on the radio instead of doing it in his class.
What kind of programs have you got?
First of all, the news. We break local news and school news daily.
Oh, that doesn't sound like much fun.
Our headmaster says that the school radio station isn't just for fun. He wants us to break some national and even international news as well.
That's a difficult task, but a very interesting one.
We also have weather reports. Can you believe that? Miss Jackson, our science teacher, helps us with the reports.
Can you make weather reports?
No, I can't. There are some students who are responsible for the information on the weather. They write a weather report and then give it to the DJs. And then the DJs present it. And we have weekly horoscopes. Mary Gray is keen on astrology, and she makes horoscopes for our radio station.
Horoscopes are more exciting than weather reports.
Well, maybe for girls. There are advertisements too. If you want to buy or sell different things, if you have lost or found something, if you want to tell everybody about an interesting club or activity, you can do that through the radio advertisement.
Do you play music on the radio?
Of course we do. Every break, one of the DJs plays their list of songs. And on Fridays, we have interviews with interesting people during the lunch break.
What kind of people?
Our first guest was Neil Thompson, the captain of our school football team.
I see you're very enthusiastic about being a DJ, Paul. I'm sure it's a very useful experience, but make sure you don't forget about your studies,